Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trade deadline in the NFL, which used to mean absolutely nothing, used to be much earlier in the season and used to mean next to nothing, is just 8 days away. Some people, including Peter King, I noticed this morning writing that they expect even more deals to come down between now and next Tuesday at 4 p.m. But it sets in motion, along with the news that Antonio Brown is reportedly generating interest amongst teams that are looking for wide receivers.
It
led us down the road for today's Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, which was, if you were the San Francisco 49ers, and Jimmy G specifically, and you were asked, hey, you can have one of these three guys. We'll trade for A.J. Green. And there are rumors about him as he continues to work back from an ankle injury. Or we'll trade for Emmanuel Sanders, who the Broncos have reportedly started to entertain offers for. Or we'll go out and sign Antonio Brown. Which one would you want?
Well, Brown would be last on the list. Because
he's cray.
Well, he is. He's crazy. He already didn't work out in the Bay Area one time. And he... if he can't make it work in New England, like, where can you make it work? Where can you get along with people? Where can you be a guy that reinvigorates your career?
You already got that Photoshop of him in the Niners jersey ready to go. Jerry Rice is on board.
Jerry Rice has already come out, like, after he went to Oakland, been like, that guy's a liar, he's a turncoat, he's crazy, whatever. So it can't work, which even if Jimmy G says, get me AB, which Jimmy G seems of sound mind. I can't imagine he'd go out and say, get me AB. So then it comes down to process of elimination, Manny Sanders and A.J. Green. A.J. Green is probably the guy that you want talent-wise,
yes.
But he gets hurt. And he's hobbled right now. But my first reaction is probably my correct reaction, and that I would go with A.J. Green if I was a general manager and said, now, I don't know if Cincinnati's going to want to part with him. They're 0-7, so one would think that probably you could maybe fetch them, even though they're going to say, well, we're not shopping them right now.
Right.
But I would probably say A.J. Green and risk that he stays healthy.
Right. I think the initial knee-jerk reaction is, well, A.B.'s crazy and A.J. Green isn't totally healthy, so give me Emmanuel Sanders.
And that's mine.
It is. But see, if A.J. Green does turn out to be healthy... If he gets back to full health, he's clearly the best.
And I realize this
of those three
options. This puts him on par with A.J. Green, but look what's been throwing Emmanuel Sanders the football, and look at the numbers he's had over the last few years with that dearth of quarterbacks. I mean, what John Elway has put behind center over the last few years has been laughable, and still Emmanuel Sanders is putting up those type of numbers.
Well, look at what they've had to do in San Francisco. They have to go get somebody. First of all, they might break the single season record for that the Ravens had for fewest points allowed. Like, they're on their way to maybe doing that. It's incredible the defense that they're playing. George Kittle's their leading receiver right now. I mean, by far, George Kittle is from the tight end position. Then they got Marquise Goodwin. They got Deebo Samuel. They got Kendrick Bourne. They got Richie James Jr. I mean, they got nobody catching passes for them. They are in dire straits if they want to stay. It's crazy to say it's like an undefeated team if they want to stay relevant, but they have to get a receiver. And they just can't just get some receiver. Like, I don't know if you can go out and get Mohamed Sanu and be good enough.
Well, it's
like,
got to be
gotta
somebody.
You've got to get somebody really good.
It's got to be somebody that you can throw the ball in their direction even when they're not open, and they'll still get the football. AB is one of those guys when he's, you know, actually focused on playing football. I think Emmanuel Sanders can be one of those guys, but the only other guy that I look at and say, no, you can throw the ball in his direction, he's covered, but he's going to come down with the ball anyway, is A.J. Green.
A.J. Green's a superstar.
He would be if he weren't playing in Cincinnati.
I agree with you. His talent merits that the guy is a superstar. His physical talent, like, and if he is the number one guy and you're going to pump it to him a bunch of times a game, I could see him being an enormous difference maker. I mean, what was it? He caught Did he catch 100 balls? He had almost 100 ball season, I think. It would have been 2012 or 2013.
I thought he did, yeah.
If he wasn't, he was close.
But he's 31.
I know.
And he's hurt.
Who cares? Well, that was why I would hesitate signing him. But the flip side of it is, you only got to get through, and you know, nine games with him.
And I don't think this is a Jalen Ramsey hurt either. This isn't the fake
hurt.
Oh, no.
This is legit.
I don't want to play for the Bengals.
He hasn't practiced all year, I don't think, more than a handful of times. So, yeah, A.J. Green's legit hurt. But if he were healthy, I'd take him over Emmanuel Sanders.
And if you're the 49ers, I know what you have right now in Kittle, and I know what you got in Jimmy G, and that defense is very good. But you have to look at it right now like this is our shot.
Yeah, I agree.
We got to get somebody now.
Plus, you only, even though you're undefeated, you only have a two-game lead in your own division.
Right.
Seattle's
right.
Pretty good. And just to make sure that you get the division, let alone the higher aspirations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.